All right, let's get this thing rolling. So yes, meron talaga tayong intro song. Because as you know, this is a podcast. And this is Phoenix recording live from her bedroom. Saying good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to you all. Depending on what time it is you're listening to this. I'm just playing around. You can tell I'm having fun. But this isn't really a podcast. It's just an introduction to the recording of the discussion we had last Thursday, July 25, 2013, 8 p.m. On Google Hangout. And this is more for the benefit of those who weren't able to attend the Hangout. If you want to contribute or participate in the discussion, you can, maybe while you're listening to this podcast, or feeling podcast, you can fill out pages 5 to 10 of the workshop module on your own. Or you can just post comments or discussion points or ahas in the Google community pages. Or you could just simply kind of read the modules, think about it, and then share your takeaways next meeting, which is on Monday, 8 p.m. on Google Hangout. And basically our discussion then would just be taking off from Thursday's discussion. We talked about questions, comments, and takeaways from the workshop 2 material. And number 2, we talked about the 3 different design challenges. And number 3, we selected a design challenge out of the 3, which is basically a mix of Design Challenge 3 and Design Challenge 1. We couldn't decide which one to pursue because we liked them both. So we just kind of mashed them up. And so we had a sort of our working design challenges, quote unquote, how might we enable more of the lower income bracket to participate in becoming social entrepreneurs. Just a heads up, the whole recording is about 45 minutes long, so it is quite a significant time investment, I really have to apologize for this, Nico, Seza, Rizal, I'm very sorry, but I had to cut a huge chunk of the first part of the recording, because it was just around 8 minutes of silence, interspersed with mini discussions on, you know, sana si Nico, or people going online and offline and people kind of finding each other. And so Google Hangouts does present, or did present, a lot of challenges for at least the first time we ever did an online meeting. But we're confident that on Monday it's you know, we can operate it, you know, smoother, and hopefully I'll do a better job of recording the discussion. Actually, I'm really sorry. This discussion you're about to listen to is will end quite abruptly. Sometime in around 45 minutes, because, you know, it. My recording pala can only accommodate up to 48 minutes nonstop. So do apologize for that. But I think there's still maybe some gems in the discussion that you might find. So yeah, see you guys on Monday. And without further ado, I'm going to cue in YouTube's Sweetest Thing one more time before the actual recording begins. Phoenix out. So the first one is about the first activity, no?
Yes. Yeah. And if you did see anything in Google Plus that you would like to share?
Yeah, dun sa Google Plus community, actually it's just a takeaway from the whole thing, scanning through it. Kasi individually, you see the pictures, you see the images, you see how they tackled it their own way. Like, this one group, instead of paper, they were using Legos to show yung solutions nila. There was this one group na they did role-playing. And then, parang yung bigger takeaway ko from the whole thing, I guess, is seeing iba yung approach nila dun sa problem. Tapos nun, na-compare ko siya dun sa kung paano ko siya sinolve, which is, I focused a lot on the individual, on what the person, how the person can have a better commute experience as an individual. Pero like yung bigger picture, medyo na-miss out ko. Tapos, parang naisip ko din yung power nung community. Like, what if ma-apply na natin yon yung gantong kind of solution making in real life? For example, sa commute, masyado ako nag-focus dun sa individual na solution na parang dapat mas maaga ka gumising, ganyan-ganyan. Pero...
I think naging mas solution siya for the immediate future.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
What we can do now to help themselves.
Yeah, it's one way. Parang tas na-realize ko lang din sa Google Plus na there's so many ways to address the issue. So the individual is one, and then the wider scale is yung community, and then the widest scale would be something like the world, which is siguro yung something similar to yung solution ni Miko, which is national yung proportion. May nagustuhan ako dun sa community na yung scale niya is sort of community level. So what they do is yung solution niya, they go to the local bus stop or shuttle service na fina-frequent mo. Tapos you form a community with the commuters there. So, what if you had a board? Tapos, you can... Everyone writes down what time they go to work. Tapos makikita mo dun sa board, makikita ng mga drivers na, oh, ito yung popular times. So, dito tayo makakuha ng pinakamadaming pasahero. Tapos what if regular na yung... Yeah, parang ganun. Wala kasi masyadong communication in the real world. Parang magsiset na lang. So, parang yun lang, yung idea na what if collaborative yung process sa lahat ng aspects, mas nagiging efficient, parang ganun. So, yun. That's one thing that I like na solution sa Google Plus, yung communication between commuters and drivers.
Tapos, what discover research methods are you excited to try and why? Basically, there's three. Learn from people, learn from the experts, or immerse yourself in context.
Oh, yeah.
Tapos, meron pa pala, seek inspiration in analogous settings.
I really like yung analogous settings.
Human-centered design for social innovation. May iba pa bang...
No, that's it.
This is it.
Oh, yeah. Yun, actually, member lang ako, pero hindi ko pa siya na-explore.
Okay.
Tapos doon naman sa sa discover part, ang naisip ko na doon, parang ano siya, mga ginagawa na natin. Mm. Pero hindi natin ginagawa na deeper. Ayan, dito na si Nico.
Nico's back. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program. The ayun, silent so, type. Miko Verzon.
Ano siya sabi ko
before? Yung ano, hindi lang natin siya ginagawa in a much deeper
dot sense.
Parang, oo. Kasi yung gusto, yung parang take away ko ba, yung nagustuhan ko yung part is yung ipapadraw mo pa yung mga ini-interview mo, ganun. Parang never ko pa yung ginawa. Kaya may nagawa na ba kayo naman? Yung parang yung ini-interview mo, pwede bang pa-drawing mo kung ano yung environment yung ganyan?
Wala pa, actually.
Actually, wala pa akong nagawang interview na sobrang personal. Alam mo yun?
Mm-hmm.
May na-conduct ko interview from na parang casual lang, pero hindi not in a sense na hindi nga papadraw mo ka or parang sila yung tatanungin mo for solution. Sabi mo, parang may isa din dito ng case na paminsan mas alam pa nila yung solutions talaga din. Kasi parang parang i-accept kasi natin as someone who is expert, quote-unquote, expert sa sitwasyon nila. Parang paminsan nakakalimutan natin na sila yung
mas may alam.
Nabubuhay sa environment ng araw-araw, sila yung mas may alam. Actually, dapat tinutulungan lang natin sila yung mga
ma-realize
ideas.
Ma-realize yung mga ideas nila.
Ayun nga din, yung nakalagay din dito sa keep in mind na parang huwag mong pa-feel dun sa ini-interview mo na mas may alam ka dun sa ano nila. Sa topic.
Actually, kung ano po nila pa na
ano?
Hindi. Sige muna ka naman.
Hindi, sige. Ikaw muna.
Hindi kasi, naisip, hindi ko alam kung dito ko nabasa yun or somewhere else na it's always best to assume the position of the journalist. Dito na tayo yun eh. Hindi ko kata nabasa yun eh. Na parang yun nga, assume mo na wala kang alam tapos gusto mong alamin talaga lahat ng nangyayari sa kanila.
Yung ganun. And my last, take some time to capture the things you found most interesting. Tapos huwag mo muna i-analyze right then and there yung mga nakuha mo information. Kasi usually parang nangyayari din sa akin minsan. Kaya may ini-interview ako. Kung ano yung sinasabi niya, medyo dinadisect ko na agad sa isip ko kung ano yung ibig sabihin niya doon. Agad na pala. Parang na-analyze ko na nga agad. Na dapat kinokollect ko palang palamin na. Kasi pwede mo naman siyang isipin at wala ka pong mamimiss dun sa sinasabi nung in-interview. Actually, yung mga nandito nga sa part, sa workshop group, parang tips na siya eh, ng mabuting pag-i-interview, paggawa. Na dapat natutunan natin nung
Ang dami niyang tips eh, actually.
Yep. Ito, ang practical lang nung mga sinasabi niya. Tapos yung, actually gusto ko rin yung blend in during your observation.
Yung context thing, immersion, ganyan.
Sa immerse, kasi find a spot that's out of the way. Hindi yung para makakaabala ko dun sa flow ng mga tao dun. Kasi may effect, maa-affect na yung
kung ano yung ino-observe mo.
Mm-mm.
Kasi nandun ka. Ganun. So, parang blend in lang. Ganun.
Because actually, it's okay. Ayun. Parang mag... yung immersion talaga.
Mm-mm.
Ako din.
How about you, Reza? What was the one that you were most excited about?
Me would be learn from the expert, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Ang weird nga kasi, actually, gusto ko rin talaga yung analogous settings. Since it sounds very experimental. Pero, I guess, lagi ko nga talagang ina-assume yung wala akong alam.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun. Naisip ko parang, marami ka rin kasi malalaman sa kanila na posibleng hindi rin alam ng mga taong involved. Like,
mm-hmm.
For example, hinighlight ako dito. Meron nga tayong mga instances na mas may alam nga yung mga taong na nandun sa sitwasyon na yun. Pero ito, dun sa Jacaranda Health, yung isang story nakasama sa workshop na to. Sabi dito, but sometimes patients find it challenging to imagine a health service beyond what they've experienced in or already in public hospitals. So, parang dahil, parang ang laki kasi na titipid mong oras kung lumapit ka na dun sa expert.
Mm-hmm.
Pero at the same time, if you want to do something innovative, maganda rin na i-immerse mo yung sarili mo.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi para baka may na-miss out lang sila or something, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Hindi lang sila na-pick up or... So, yun.
Ito yung isang tip dun sa keep in mind portion.
Mm-hmm.
Na wag kang masyado dun sa number 4 yun. Ay, like, yung sa expert stage. Kasi... Hindi ko na siya mahanap, pero meron siya sa keep in mind. Yun nga, huwag masyadong mag-lean dun sa sinasabi ng mga experts.
O, kasi para marami ka pa rin. Actually, na-excite ako sa... Kasi feeling ko pag mag-research ka talaga, lahat talaga ito gagawin na dapat eh.
Yeah.
So, ayun.
Actually, oo. Sobrang useful nito sa thesis.
Kasi lalo na kasi parang connected silang lahat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, you won't go through the battlefield without bringing some arms or armor or something, di ba? So,
yeah.
Kailangan pagpunta mo na doon, ako ko, at least parang alam mo na yung background nung setup na yun.
Mm-hmm.
So, from there, baka...
Parang iniisip mo siya in a procedural way. Like,
yeah.
How you would attack a certain research problem. Who do you talk to first? Would it be the user? Would it be the expert? Or should you immerse yourself first? Or, of course, last, siguro yung analogous setting once you have a good picture of the context, no?
Kayo ba? Anong uunahin nyo sa apat na to?
I think maybe context. Para when you go to the users or the experts, you have something to talk about?
Ah, ako naman naisip ko parang experts kasi.
Ako din, experts.
Makapoint niya na tayo kung saan.
Ano yung dapat tingnan?
Oo, ano like yung that.
Actually, makes sense too.
Ako naman ako naisip ko experts kasi makukuha mo din siya online. I mean, hindi naman lang interview na lang yung person, experts. So, yung pinakamadaling gawin sa apat na yan is yung experts near even far.
Yeah.
Yun. Pero, actually, immerse yourself in context din. Pwede din yung ibang way naman yun ng pag-tackle. Kasi doon parang may ibigay ka ng bago doon sa baka meron ka
pa
contribute
din
sa studies ng experts.
Fresh eyes.
Kaya parang important, I think parang importante din sa atin na ma-expose talaga sa lahat ng sobrang, like, kahit nga extremes eh, sobrang luxurious sa sobrang hindi luxurious.
Mm-mm.
Kasi parang doon nagiging mas interesting yung design, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Kung parang na-introduce mo yung mga... Siyempre pag luxurious yung setup, parang pag nag-introduce... Like, meron kasi kami, naisip ko lang, sorry, medyo wala siya sa ano, topic. Pero naisip ko lang kasi yung client namin ngayon, sobrang yaman na kung gusto niyang magkaroon ng modest na house.
Mm-hmm.
Na yung pinakita niya pang reference picture ay yung farmhouse, yung nakikita mo talaga while driving along its legs. Mm-hmm. So, parang hindi ko, yung mga taong mayayaman, may point sa kanila, gusto na nila ma-experience yung hindi pa nila na-experience, which is yung parang na-experience sa mahirap. So, parang nag-iap sa balik. Mm-hmm. Yung people go soul-searching na, but yung mga mayayaman nagbagak or something else? Baka lang may ma-expose, pwede rin tayo ma-expose sa mga things na
out of context.
Dun sa usual nila. Tapos, pag na-consider natin siya sa design, baka mas maging interesting yung design.
It's really cool. Okay, so, moving on to the design challenge itself. There was a score sheet, diba?
Wait, si Miko pa.
Miko? Sorry.
Come on, ice regard.
Sige, sa design challenge na lang.
No.
Pwede nating basahin yung response ni Nico para kasama din siya dun sa
yeah.
Ano sa audio na nire-record
natin. Oh gosh, we're gonna record nga pala tayo, no? I'm so embarrassing.
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Tayo-tayo lang din naman mag makarinig.
Parang, okay, hindi, sorry. Naisip ko lang kasi, never mind.
What's that?
Self-editing.
Pwede din, actually. We can edit it.
Wala make sense ako anyway.
Actually, that just gave us, that just gave me an idea.
Oh, no!
Maybe we should...
Pero wala nang ma-edit siya, puro cut lang.
Maybe we should make a podcast. That,
no!
But it's so fun!
Yeah. Nico, what's up, yo?
Is he still online?
Yeah.
Do.
Sorry.
Hi, Nico. Which method are you most excited to try? Immersion. Actually, let's try them all. Parang yeah. Parang the more we talk about it, the more I'm excited to try everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how about the design challenge?
Okay. Narrate niyo na ba yung kasi follow these instructions in order to choose your design challenge. Individually, read through and rate each design challenge. Tapos, as a group, review the scores given to each challenge, the select one design challenge.
You know, so, wala na solve sa akin kasi naging tie sila, 1 and 3.
Wait lang. Naging nagawa ko pala ngayon. Pero mukhang 3 kasi ako choose your design.
3 is social entrepreneurship, no?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that. Tada! 1 or 3?
One.
Okay, so nanalo mo yung 1.
1 din si Nico.
Yes. Okay.
Sino pang 1?
Half ka pala, no? I love.
Yeah.
Or bakit 3? Bakit yun? Ay, rise of 3 ka, right?
I'm leading towards 3 din eh.
Bakit? Baka mag... Iba yung decision.
kasi parang it's something I'm also interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Gusto ko rin siyang, parang, hitting secrets with what's done. Ganun. Kasi, hindi ko kasi alam kung, like, nasabi ko na to before eh. Yung, di ba, yung challenge na is how might we encourage low-income families to save a little more each week.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, na hindi ko pa kasi tinatagay and I think natry na ni Nico to with his, ano, with his thesis before. Baka may mga na-interview na rin siya kapag ang people. Pero hindi ko na alam paano mag-work yung mabasa ka sa buhay ng random family. Tapos sasabihin mo sa kanila, ay, ganito po tayo para ganito po tayo sa isang linggo, ganito. Ay, parang, say na, pero kasi isang personal,
yeah.
Isang people.
And it's like, yeah.
Come in, tapos some stranger coming in your family's life, telling you what to do with your money. It's, na alam ko na may problem na with this stuff.
Mm-mm.
Bilang, parang di nga tayo na-educate about money din.
Yeah.
So, yeah, may problem nga. Yeah. Pero hindi ko lang alam paano ko kaya. Hindi ko lang ma-picture sarili ko ginagawa immersion. Yung apat na yun.
Mm-mm. Actually,
sabi ni Nico, I'm sure they want someone to help them.
I mean, okay, game din ako for this new one. Pero mas nag-lean lang ako sa game. Dahil it's something I'm also interested in. Yeah. Maybe in the near future or something.
Yeah. Sentimental. I'm leaning towards 3 also, actually. But parang... I rated, when I was doing the rating for 1 and 3, mababa yung rating ko sa practicality dun sa challenge 1 eh. Pero in terms of yung impact, mas mataas yung rating niya. Kasi ang laking impact niya eh, come to think of it. And a lot of it has to do, it's siguro yung hesitation natin is comes from the fact na wala naman tayong, I mean, I can't even save enough money. How am I gonna teach someone else to save money? It's like I have no financial background.
Bakit low income din naman tayo?
Tayo yung low income. Parang tutulungan na lang natin isa't isa. Pero yeah, parang tama si Rizal, because of all that cloud of sort of hesitation on the subject. Parang yun din yung kung bakit wala siyang solusyon eh. People don't help each other in terms of that. So that's something really interesting to explore, because this whole taboo around it na baka kaya hindi din umasenso kasi ganun niya. But on the other hand, yung social entrep naman, medyo next, go on, sorry.
Medyo na.
Yung mga na pupuntahan kong, because I went to GK Enchanted Cafe a couple of months ago. Because me and Jello were working on an idea competition, and we just, I don't know, we had this idea of making a website, the crowdfunding site for scholars. And so we went to that cafe primarily to network, to meet new people. And every Wednesday night, they have a pitch night. What they do is they pitch social entrep business, their social entrep business idea, or usually it's working already, and then in the cafe itself.
Okay.
So that's something we can check out if we're gonna pursue this challenge. Parang meron silang small community dun eh, of social entrepreneurs. And I think it's merong movement, strong na yung movement in the Philippines, ng social entrep. And mas madaling sakyan. Basically, kaya ako siya na-ano is yung practicality niya.
Actually, oo nga. Kung sa practicality, Pero, yun nga, yun din. Parang, ang yung resources, yung, para matuto ka ng social entrepreneurship, available siya eh, sa net. Marami lang ganun. Pero yung tipong makatulong ka dun sa mga low-income families nga. Parang, ano na yun eh, parang sobra, yun nga, siguro may bad at saka may good siya yung personal na niya. So, dahil personal na siya, mahirap. Kasi nga parang may intruder sa lives nila. Pero at the same time, yung pagiging personal niya, parang mas ano siya yun, mas may laman.
Mm-mm.
Yung ginawa natin.
Mm-mm.
Yun, mas may depth.
Actually, yeah.
Tapos, ayun.
Nasisway ako ni Seza, Rizal.
Wala lang. Pero hindi kasi, tapos isa pa, yung tingin ko dito sa number three, mas hinahelp natin yung sarili natin dito eh. Parang gusto ko itong gawin kasi gusto ko rin matuto kung ano ba pwedeng social. Pwedeng gawin doon, paano ba din ako pwedeng maging ganun. Dun sa number one, parang more of giving. Like, ano ba yung pwede tulong sa kanila? So, since yung three, kaya ko namang i-research yan ng sarili ko din. Tapos, I mean, siguro naman, almost natin sa atin, meron ding parang kaya naman, capable tayo dyan sa,
social entrepreneurship.
Oo, dyan sa, may capacity tayo na maganyan. Yung isa, parang medyo, ako nga, yun nga eh, sabi nga ni Ayla, na kahit nga tayo, hindi natin kaya mag-save up, diba? So, in a way, matututo din tayo. At the same time, nakatulong pa tayo ng talagang nangangailang. Yun, wala lang. Pero yun, sa practicality nga, I'm sure hindi siya magkakasya in 3 weeks of the course.
Three weeks.
Mas madaming sacrifices. Alam mo yung kailangan mo talagang immerse talaga as pero yung...
Ay, unless mas mahirap lang for us mag-immerse sa ganung setup. Mas mahirap lang sa atin mag-immerse sa ganung setup. Gawa ng time constraints din.
Oo, yun nga eh. Yun din, parang hindi nga talaga practical yung one. Pero yung balik niya, parang... Ang sarap sa sarili.
Sa puso. Busog.
Yung question. Pero yun.
Nag-isip ko naman dito sa first, sa social entrepreneur, sa first design challenge na is, yes, nakakatulong nga tayo ng isang pamilya to sustain themselves. Pero kasi pagka social, ewan ko lang, yung idea ng baka mas malaki yung impact or something, parang for me, malaki din kasi yung impact ng pag naging successful yung social entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, parang mas malaki yung hawak or galamay niya eh. Mas
malaki yung community.
O, parang mas yung umbrella na pwede kasi yung itulungan.
Yeah.
Kasi may suggestion si Miko. We can use social entrep to help them save money.
Ayun. Yun nga eh. Kasi actually, nagbabasa nga ako ngayon. Parang, on social entrepreneurship. Ano siya? Process of pursuing innovative solutions to social problems. So, yeah. Definitely, we can definitely blend those two together.
Tsaka saka itong, yung mga challenges naman, di ba customizable naman siya? Di naman siya yun lang.
Oo.
So, pwede natin, since ang broad nga ng social entrepreneurship, yeah, pwede natin parang ano sa low-income earner, ay families. Doon natin, parang yun yung study natin.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ba, mas specific. Kung gusto natin pareho.
Or like,
nga lang, practical pa rin. Ewan ko. Siguro importante din talaga yung practicality. Kasi baka hindi natin matuloy.
Mm-mm.
Yung nga, yung iba yung iniisip ko yung parang paano natin ito matatapos.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mag-meet pa nga lang every, di ba parang nahirapan na nga tayo sa time constraint.
So, yeah. Actually, three din ako kung sa practicality lang.
Mm-hmm.
Talagang three.
I guess yung concern mo says is really parang it would be so good if we actually really help people.
Someone
out of this whole exercise. Sobrang ganda na.
Yeah.
So maybe we can.
Siguro pwede natin yung gawin after.
Yeah. Or we can do three with that in mind. Maybe we won't help like get someone out of poverty, but maybe we can do something to help someone else, not just ourselves.
3-4-1, sabi ni Nico. 3-4-1.
Or 1-4-1.
Okay, so are we going with 3?
4-1.
Sige na lang natin ng batch
ng 1.
Gusto. Parang ganun.
Yung tutulungan natin na social enterprise.
Oo, tama.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Yung nasa... Kanyari, mag-focus tayo sa low-income
families.
Pero mahirap pa rin yun kasi nga kailangan natin mag-im.
At least, naka-set na na-ground. Gets? Like, kung lalapit tayo sa social enterprise, malamang may nagawa na siya previously.
Uh-oh.
Tapos ang gagawin na lang naman natin is
tulungan
siya paano mas maging effective yung ginagawa niya. Parang maghanap lang tayo ng ways kung paano mas nagawa yung ginawa niya.
Yung
ginagawa niya pala. So, yun.
Ano daw? Itibasa na yun.
Change our target, meaning
target. Like low-income families, well, or
what?
Be more specific.
It's
3-4-1.
Social entrepreneur for low-income. But yun nga, mas naging specific lang tayo for tayo sa target sa magiging client. Okay, now that you've selected
the
design challenge, it's time to figure out what you already know or believe you know about the challenge. Share what you know and what you would like to know more about. Take 5 minutes to answer the questions below yourself and then 5 minutes to discuss your answers with your team. If it's helpful, use post-it notes, organize your webinar. Okay. What are the aspects of the challenge that you already know a lot about? What are your assumptions?
Oh.
I don't know shit about this.
A social entrepreneurship?
Yes.
I only had the chance to visit Google in the CSSI Nights. Yeah, that's what they call it. Center for Social in CSI. Center for Social Innovation ng GK. And luckily, for those both two times, nandun si Tony Meloto and he would introduce the speakers and then close the talks. And parang the way he sees it is there's so many Filipinos who parang mahina yung infra, mahira mahina yung ano ba? There's something in our society na hindi masyadong conducive to new businesses or individuals with their who are carving their own path.
Okay.
There's parang to him, there's too many young talented people na they have to go into companies tapos nun they lose all of that. Parang all of the energy, the momentum, or nag-iibang bansa sila, tapos that's where they pour it out. So, yung things like that, basically yung CSI is just a community of those kinds of people. Eh. Most of them don't know yet kung paano nila magagawa yung product na gusto nilang gawin or kung paano nila how do they get the money together and just forming that community na merong successful examples tapos nun they share their best practices every Wednesday night tapos after kasi like people still hang around, people talk, people network.
Okay,
so it helps people get somewhere. Parang yung ideas nila, hindi sila motivated by money, pero yun lagi yung goal nila, napansin ko. Sa, syempre, to gain more skill, they need to make money. And Tony Melotto is always challenging them na, how many, like this guy who was making chocolate bars, Teofilo yung brand, Tony Melotto asked him, how many chocolate bars do you make every month? He said, I think around 8,000. What's it gonna take for you to make a million and export? So it's like, that's their thinking there. They think to scale agad. How do you scale? Interesting, yeah. That scale.
Agad?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Kasi he's so concerned about sobrang nationalistic niya eh. Parang he feels like the Philippines is being left behind even if it has all this pool of talent. It's just a matter of motivating them, pushing them, waking them up. So yun. So, for a fact, there are a lot of young people. Baba.
Mayroon akong panood na video recently. Kasi kumuha yung Canada ng Canadian Institute for Innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Tapos, yung institute na yun, nandun na lahat. Graphic design, mga artists, mga musicians, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, pwedeng pumunta doon kahit sino, kahit hindi taga doon, hindi mm-hmm. na-work doon. Tapos, gamitin lang yung facilities. Parang gano'n. O, ba't yun sinabi? Ba't ko nga ba yung sinabi? Kasi, yung mga taong talented daw. Parang nonsense daw or parang sayang, parang kakulangan. Kung kunyari, may isang talented na tao tapos na in a city, tapos may isa pang talented na tao na within, din, na nandun din sa city na yun, mm-hmm. pero they don't know about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganon. Parang they have to collaborate. Parang mm-hmm. ganon. So, feeling ko, kung i-relate ko lang siya dito sa social entrepreneurship niya, na kulang sa interaction ng mga talented niya na tao na yun. Para ang nangyayari, nagsosolo-solo yung mga talented na tao hanggang sa malamo na sila nung mga normal
yeah.
thinking. people. Ganun. So, pag kasi syempre pag hindi ka napasama dun sa crowd na, ganun, or walang venue, walang space para parang mag-commune yung mga tao. Parang, madadrown na lang sila dun sa sa pool of or all the normal. Well, yeah. Kasi yung pangit ata sabihin na normal. Parang masyadong mataas.
Pero hindi, parang yung mga taong ayaw lang mag i-push yung sarili nila.
Oo, yun.
Mm-hmm. I guess kasi parang yung nakasulat na rin dito yun health